Senator Cassidy, Republicans will lose 2022 if they relitigate Trump's loss in 2020. By Pam Key on September 19, 2021. Senator Bill Cassidy, RLA, said Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that Republicans would lose in 2024 if they relitigated former President Donald Trump's loss in 2020. Referencing a Republican congressman from Ohio retiring, anchor Chuck Todd said, "Let me start with Anthony Gonzalez's retirement. Him walking away from politics, is that good or bad for the Republican Party?" Cassidy said, "You know, Anthony is choosing his personal priorities. You read his statement. It stands for itself. You have a broader question there: do Republicans continue to relitigate 2020? Or do we look forward with a positive agenda? If we relitigate 2020 over and over again, it won't change the result in 2020, but we're sure to lose in 2024. On the other hand, if we have a positive agenda, which addresses the fact that the Biden administration is in disarray, whether it's inflation, the border, Afghanistan, then the country will win, and we'll win. But if we choose to be bullied, we'll lose." He continued, "If we choose to look forward bringing positive solutions to the American people who have needs, we win. If we choose to be bullied, we lose. Let me put a point on this. My state has been hammered by Hurricane Idaho. I have communities, which have been completely destroyed. If you're back there, you're going to find somebody who, yeah, they feel strongly about the election in 2020. What they really feel strongly about is rebuilding their community and building the resiliency so that this doesn't happen again. Now, if we meet that person's needs, Republicans will do well in 2024, 2022. If we don't, they'll look elsewhere. Let's meet their needs." Todd said, "Do you think at this time with where the party is choosing to go right now with Donald Trump, that that is a losing strategy for the midterms at this point?" Cassidy said, "Again, if we relitigate an election from 2020, we lose. I'm about winning." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.